From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's moisturized, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, different moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new moisturized Raleigh 903. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of our Raleigh cigarette program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red.
How you doing? Well, we got 29 more minutes to kill. We got to think of something more than just hiya.
Well, Red, I've been thinking.
Well, it'll pass over, don't worry.
No, I'm serious. Fred Allen, Bob Hope, and Jack Benny always start off their shows by telling jokes. Why can't we be different?
Well, some of our listeners say we are. What's that? I don't know. That ain't going to be there. I'm not going to belittle myself. I'm having a tough enough time with that option coming up and everything.
Well, by the way, wasn't that your car I saw chasing the fire truck this morning?
Yeah, that's right.
And fires catch your interest, huh?
No, the truck caught my bumper. I like that.
You know, I never saw anybody so nuts about fire engines except my little nephew.
He's nuts about them too, huh?
Yeah. Childish, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. You think so? Mm-hmm. We may have a childish announcer next week. You better watch your talk, boy, because you're talking to a man who's about to be made an honorary fireman. I'm a good fireman, too.
You a fireman? It's impossible.
Oh, you don't think I'm the fireman type, huh? It might interest you to know that I just finished writing a book on fire prevention.
When will it be published?
As soon as I rewrite it. I misplaced a match on it and got on fire.
Well, what makes people think you're so good with fires?
Well, I've burned up more vice presidents than any other comic in radio. I'm proud of that. I'm proud of that.
I didn't know you were a comedian.
Yeah. You want to say that again?
I said, I didn't know you were a comedian.
Next week you may know you're not a comedian. Announcer.
Well, what made you decide to become a fireman?
The fire department. They figured it'd be safer if I worked on their side of the fence, you know?
Well, I can just imagine you passing their rugged training course.
Well, it's a cinch. I had to jump out of a 10-story window.
Was it hard landing in the net?
No, I hit it on the first bounce.
Well, what else did you have to do? Huh? What else did you have to do?
Well, I had to climb a ladder to a fifth floor out of a burning building and rescue a dog.
Did you get him down safely?
Yeah, coming down the ladder was no trouble at all. Hey, it's amazing how those bulldogs can hold onto the seat of your pants.
Well, Red, I don't see how you ever got by. You're no firefighter. Well, you don't even know what to do when your eyes are burning.
Now, just for the devil of it, I'm going to turn over and see what I got to say. Yeah. What was that again? No, you say that again.
See, Red, I don't see how you ever got by. You're no firefighter. Why, you don't even know what to do when your eyes are burning.
I'll have 24 ears of that. Brother, that's corn right on the cob, isn't it? Hey, why don't you stop using those jokes your mother-in-law sends in? Huh?
Well, Red, as a fireman, just what are you supposed to do when there's a fire?
Well, I'm supposed to slide down the pole, put on my helmet, and rush over and then keep out of the way so I won't bother the firemen.
Well, is it hard sliding down the rail?
No, not hard sliding. It's the landing that's what gets you, you know.
Well, I heard that a new rookie fireman...
Rocky,
yeah.
There's a new word for you. New Rocky.
I heard that a new rookie...
You be Abbott, I'll be Costello. Okay.
I heard that a new rookie fireman slid down the rail and 10 firemen came down on top of him. They formed a regular totem pole.
Mm-hmm.
You think that really happened?
Shake hands with a low man.
So you're a smoke eater, huh?
Yeah, sure. I'm on a diet of nothing but flaming plum pudding and Rawlings. That stinks. Get rid of that.
Well, what was your most exciting fire, Ed?
Well, it was the time the Beverly Hills jail burned down.
Couldn't have been much of a fire. That jail is just a little one-story brick building.
Yeah.
What made it so exciting?
I was in it.
Well, if you're so good, why did you leave the fire department, Red?
Well, I had a lot of ideas the chief didn't like.
Well, in that case, why are they giving you an award? What did you do for the department?
Well, it's what I did for them that they're giving it. I turned in a guy that had rang in a false alarm, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did.
Really? Good for you. Was he hard to catch?
No, I just felt guilty and gave myself up.
That was the bread and butter. Now here comes the meat and potatoes.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette.
Don't reach for a sweet. Reach for a towel.
It's moisturized to stay fresh longer.
I'm going to call my baby Rolly.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Here.
Huh? It's moisturized. It's more powder. It's moisturized. It tastes better. Yes, this new modern Rolly 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before because it's moisturized by the revolutionary new 903
tobacco
process.
In them now, too. That helps.
The greatest advance in cigarette making in 25 years.
Yeah.
Because of this new moisturized freshness and new taste, you get new smoking enjoyment in the new, all-new Raleigh 903.
Your lungs go quicker, too.
Sure they do.
And remember this about the new moisturized Raleigh 903. Medical science offer proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat irritating tars than the new Raleigh 903.
You didn't know that was me, did you?
Smokers, follow the lead of that lovely film star, Linda Darnell. Smoke the new moisturized Raleigh 903. It's so much fresher, richer, better tasting. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Raleigh 903 is new, all new. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer, to taste better.
Now, Anita Ellis will sing Sunday Kind of Love. That means, take it easy, bub. Mom's home.
I want a Sunday kind of love. A love to last a Saturday night. I'd like to know it's more than love at first sight. I want a Sunday kind of love. I want a love that's on the square. Can't seem to find somebody to care. I'm on a lonely road that leads me nowhere. I need a Sunday kind of love. I do my Sunday dreaming and all my Sunday scheming every minute, every hour, every day. I'm hoping to discover a certain kind of lover who will show me the way my arms need someone to enfold to keep me warm when Monday. To hold. I want a Sunday kind of love.
You know, there are even vice presidents of NBC are afraid of him.
Oh, chapter one, the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire. Chapter one, page one, pearl two. It's entitled, Let's Talk About Mother or Queen for a Day.
Service, service. Yeah. Hey, where you? Hop by those servers, huh?
Oh, why, it's Mr. Lump Lump. I didn't recognize you standing up.
Yeah, I finally caught on how to do it. I finally caught on how to do it. I had my suit starched.
Yeah, you've been on your knees so long, I bet you feel right strange standing on your feet.
I sure do, boy. The first time I tried it, I blacked out.
What are you going to have? What are you going to have?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Well, sir, what do you feel like?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Say, that's a nice plant you got there. Yeah. Is it a Mother's Day gift?
No, my wife gave it to me.
What for?
Oh, it was, it's the only thing she could find to throw at me. It's a...
Oh, are you and your wife still fighting?
She's still fighting. I walked out on her. Now, when I left, she had the mop in her hand. She was banging it against the wall. It's funny she can't tell me from the mop. Come to think of it, neither can I.
What did you give your mother for Mother's Day?
My shirt's to wash.
Why don't you give her that plant?
What, have her faint on me? Don't be silly. Maybe you'd like to have it.
I wouldn't know what to wear with it. Yeah.
Well, do like I do. Wear it in your lapel. Lapel.
So, no, thank you. No, you better give it to your mother. So, you see, when I was 5 years old, I was left an orphan.
An orphan?
Orphan.
Yeah, that's better. An orphan. You were left an orphan?
That's right.
That's fine. What was it, a boy or a girl?
Well, you know, it sure is nice we set aside one day to pay tribute to the mothers.
Yeah, Mother's Day, boy. That's the day when you borrow a buck from Mom so you can buy her a box of your favorite candy.
Yeah, and they kind of wish that that sweet stuff would last all the year.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, Mother's Day. That's the day you walk in and you say, how did I ever pick a wonderful mother like you, see? And Pop says, what do you mean? I picked her out. You just came along with a deal. Yeah, boy. Then you let him cook a big dinner for us. Then afterwards, we sit around and tell how much we love her while she does the dishes, you know. Sometimes I wonder if mothers appreciate it, though, you know.
Yeah, mother love is a funny thing.
Yeah, oh boy, there's nothing like mother's love. Not a kind of love like it in the whole world. You know, you can trust Mom with secrets you wouldn't dare tell anybody else.
Well, you're sure right there.
Drew, but did you know that me and my mom are the only two people in the world that know the size of my underwear?
Why, we don't stop to think what mothers put up with.
I do, boy. I've written a little play. It's entitled, All Work and No Play Makes a Mother. Would you like to hear it?
Well, I'm kind of busy. I
said, would you like to hear it?
Well, if you'll take your hand away from round my throat, yes.
Yeah, okay, that's better. Now, this is a story that tells the typical everyday Mother's Day. Well, it's 6 o'clock in the morning and the alarm goes off. Does Pop get up and shut it off? You can bet your sweet life he don't. That 200 pounds of solid slab just lays there. Does Junior say, I'll get it, Mom. You stay in bed. I'll bring your breakfast to you. In a pig's eye. Does Sister say, I'll get it, Mom. Never mind. I've got to wash the dishes I was supposed to wash last night, only I left them for you to do this morning.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Oh, well.
Poor Mom gets up and sets off the clock, see? And as cheerful as spring itself, she says...
Well, how's my little brood this morning?
The brood ain't in the mood. Mom sets off the alarm clock. Now she's got to trick them into getting up, see? She has to lie to Pop, see? Now let's see how she goes about this.
Dad, you're going to be late for work. That clock's 15 minutes slow.
Oh, if I could only get 8 hours sleep. Besides, Mother, I set the alarm a half hour early. Call me in 15 minutes.
Oh, there must be some way. Pat, your bookie just called with a hot tip on the first race.
He did? Where's the phone? Let me talk to him.
I knew that'd do it.
Yeah. Now for Sister, the physical training, Miss Physical Training of 1947. Old boy crazy. This is how she works on her to get her up.
Gigi, you're wanted on the phone.
Oh, it's that old Tyrone, I'll bet. Oh, Mom, where's my robe? I can't talk to him without my robe.
And why not? Has he got television eyes?
With Junior, nothing gets him up. Every morning, it's the same thing. Mom pulls the covers off, gives him the old 1-2, and then throws the ice water on him.
All right, lazy bones, get up. Breakfast is ready.
Ah, oh, let's have breakfast tonight.
Where were you last night?
I told you, I went bowling.
Since when do bowling balls wear lipstick?
Ah, Mom, let me sleep. I'm a growing boy.
I know it. And I'd like to see how you look without your head on a pillow. Now get up.
Nothing can get me out of this bed. Oh, no, 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 not the ice water.
This is just in case you get thirsty.
I fooled you, got my raincoat on. Okay, I'm up.
Now comes the real worry for Mom, it's breakfast. This is the time when the whole family gathers around the table and they laugh and they chat. They tell what a wonderful time they are going to have before they start their missions for the day. Now, we ought to know better than that, huh?
Good morning, Father. Wonderful day, isn't it?
It stinks.
Now, Pop sits down and Mom gets up. Junior comes in, Mom sits down, Pop leaves. Sis comes in, Mom gets up, Junior leaves. Mom sits down, Sister leaves. Mom gets up, Mom sits down, Mom gets nothing to eat. But Mom never complains. She thinks it's the most wonderful family in the world, you know? It's those parting words that they give her of a morning that keep her going all day, you know?
Don't forget to sew those buttons on my shirt.
Rinse those hose out for me, huh, Mom?
How about a buck for lunch, Mom?
Now, that really makes her mad, you know? She's mad because she can't do more for him. And besides that, it's those nice little warm goodbye kisses that make up for the worst, you know?
Well, I gotta go, Mom. Goodbye.
Mister but 2 inches. Well, now she's all alone. The house is quiet. Nothing left for Mom but the soothing sound of the vacuum cleaner and the voice machine. So she turns on the radio for a little diversion, see? Only to find that John's other wife is out with young Dr. Malone. She's even got to tune in on trouble. How you like that, Well, now for the rest of the day. It's cleaning, it's cooking, it's shopping, it's scrimping, it's scraping, it's saving, it's mopping, it's hurry, it's worry, it's Mom. Now it's almost time for the gluttons to track up the house, see? Now Mom figures that she'll sit down just for a minute to sort of relax. And Pop comes in like a cyclone with a 5 o'clock shadow and says, looks around the room, tiptoes over, bends down and says,
I wish I had it as easy as you.
Then he proceeds to tell her how hard he's worked all day. The desk is piled up with papers, forms to fill out. He don't mention anything about them being racing forms, though. And Junior comes in with his happy greeting.
Hi, Mom. Flunked again.
After dinner, it's dishes. After dishes, it's homework with the kids. And after the kids, Mom says,
how about a movie, Father? Mr. Clark gave a movie at the Bijou.
She just smiles. Clark Gable hadn't got a snore like that, you know.
Well, after a while, everybody's in bed except who you think. Yeah. This is the time for Mom sewing and mending. Now it's midnight. She goes up the stairs. She closes the windows. She puts out the cat and locks the door. And she picks up their clothes. And she pulls the covers up around her happy little brood. They even kick in their sleep. But they're all safe and in one place. And she smiles. And a tear comes in her eye. And she's looked forward for tomorrow that will be just like yesterday. She's sleepy too, but she walks around to each bed and plants a kiss on each face. Not that quick stuff, but a real mother's kiss. And you know, she's got more reason to beef than all of them put together. But so help me, Hannah, she's happy.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new freshness, new taste, and the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to smoke milder. It's moisturized to taste better. Yes, this new modern moisturized Rolly 903 brings you new freshness, new taste. It tastes far better than any cigarette ever made before. It's new, all new. New blend, new freshness, new taste.
New baby. And remember this about the new moisturized Rolly 903. Medical science offer proof positive. Penicillin will cure anything. Test certified by a jury of 14 doctors.
Now, they usually have 12 men on a jury, don't they? We overdo it, boy. We get two extra birds. That's to watch the other two.
Based on a method used by the United States government,
proved that no other eating cigarette can give me less nicotine, less throat irritating.
You better take over. I'm dying.
All new Rolly 903. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer to taste better.
Thank you.
We're playing with a feather. I haven't done this. Totem pole in the wind. chapter two is entitled "He Doesn't Belong to Me." You boy, this is fun, boy. Boy, that Mr. Bell that made this telephone so simple that even a child can work it. See? That way. Is you just relieving yourself, or is that a criticism? I started to say it's moisturized. Well, I think I'll dial another number here. I'm going to dial another number, boy. See what I get this time, boy.
Good afternoon, Majestic Theater.
Oh. Could you tell me what the shock is for widow kids?
It's 15 cents for children under 12.
How much for children under protest?
Look, I have no time to fool around.
Well, don't fade me. Don't fade me now. I want to know, does the Wilshire bus go to your theater?
Yes, it does.
Well, could you tell me how I get in touch with the bus? I want to see how he enjoyed the picture. Oh, boy, this sure adds confusion to catastrophe, don't you? Well, I wish I know Mr. Stone's number. I would call him up and ask him how all the little pebbles were, you know. I'm going to dial another one. Joe?
Who? Information? Who? Information? Who is I? Boy, that's a good one, boy. That's Stumper. Hmm? Well, of all things... I'm not even going to think about it. I have to wash my brains with soap. Boy, oh, I don't care. I sure like to do things like this. I need to honor you with a tenina, but sometimes I feel like giving myself a whipping.
Junior!
Uh-oh, back to the cell. Yes, kiddo?
Junior, uh-huh. I told you to stay away from that telephone, and now I've caught you red-handed.
Yeah, that mercurochrome sure stays on, don't it, huh?
And why do you have mercurochrome on your hand? Did you cut yourself?
No, I had a headache.
Then why put that stuff on your hand?
Because I can't stick my head in a bottle.
Why were you talking on the phone?
Well, I called Joe's Bar and Grill to see if Grandpa was there.
Did they say he was in?
No, they said he was out. They'll be bringing him in any minute.
That's enough.
Yeah.
What's that in your hair? It's cement.
Is it? Well, I'm certainly glad you know that. I combed me hair a while ago, and I thought me dandruff had muscles.
You've been around Mr. Frank's new driveway, haven't you?
No, I'm not saying, but boy, that driveway sure looks like Gorman's lobby at a Chinese theater, you know?
Well, you can just expect him to be mad at you.
Right.
He'll recognize your footprints.
Oh, no, he won't. I was wearing new shoes. Yeah, you won't have to worry about them arch supports collapsing. You got a concrete foundation on them things now.
Well, you better go get washed up because your mother and dad are coming over.
Oh, hey, are you going to come to take me home to live?
I don't think so.
Hey, why did I have to live with you, Grandma?
Don't you like living here with Grandma?
Sure, I like it a whole lot, but why can't I live with my mommy?
Because where your mother lives, the landlord won't permit children.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm glad I live with you. Because in those apartments that don't allow children, they're just no good for kids, you know. The drunks make so much noise breaking windows and furniture all night, the little kid wouldn't be able to sleep, you know.
Well, up to the bathroom and wash up a bit. And if you're a good boy, I'll bake you a cake.
Well, I'd rather have a pie.
All right, I'll bake you an apple pie.
Well, could I have pumpkin?
Pumpkin pie, it shall be with whipped cream.
Well, I'd rather have ice cream.
And for that attitude, you get nothing.
Well, then I'll take the cake. There's no use being hoggish about it.
Run along, behave yourself.
Yeah, okay, okay. I'm going to behave myself. I'm a little rusty on that, though. Maybe you could give me a few pointers on it, huh?
Just keep saying to yourself over and over again, I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to behave myself.
Okay. I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to behave myself. Well, I tried. Yeah, Cat, what you scratching at that fish bowl for? Hmm? Would you like to join the go fishing and swim? Here, here, I'll help you up. You can go away. Hey, Grandma, can cats swim?
Certainly not.
Well, fish can swim.
But cats don't have fins.
Ours does.
I said only fish have fins.
Well, our cat's got a little fish in him.
Don't be silly. Where's the cat?
In the go fish bowl.
Where's the fish?
They're hiding.
Where?
In the cat. Meow. Oh, the cat got out. He got out.
Junior, don't you know that cats and fish are natural enemies?
Well, that cat seemed to like that little fish. Look at him licking his chops down there.
Come here to me.
No, don't you hit me. I might be any face.
Well, I can't do anything to you. You're just too young to know any better.
I is. Now, she already know better than that.
Get yourself upstairs and wash your face.
No, I don't want to wash my face.
You wash it, or I'll take it off and send it to the laundry.
Oh, no, no, not that. They will shrink it, and I'll never be able to get it on again. Then they'll tear off me little button nose, and they'll sew it on me ears, and then they'll iron me smile away, you know. And then they'll starch me hair and put a ticket on me and deliver me to the wrong house.
Stop.
Get the tops like they do the pajamas, and they'll get the bottom back.
Stop tempting me, Junior. Up there.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to wash me face. I'm going to take a bath. I'm going to take a bath. I have finished taking a bath. I hope it works, boy. I hope. Maybe I better wet the soap just in case he feels it. You know.
Have you washed already?
Yes, yes. As Peggy Joyce would say, I feel like a new boy.
You didn't wash your ears.
Huh?
I said you didn't wash your ears.
Well, goodness, no. I'm not going to touch them dirty old things.
You come with me. I'll wash your face for you.
Oh, no.
Why are you so afraid of soap and water?
Well, I'm not afraid of soap and water. I like them fine to eat, you know. Here, let me turn the water on for you.
Don't let the water run over now.
Yeah, okay.
I've got to go and get a clean washcloth.
Okay, I turn the water on. Oh, it scalded me fingers. That scalded me fingers, that
was.
It scalded me.
What happened?
It scalded me with your fingers.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, poor baby.
You must learn to be more careful.
Yeah, be more careful.
Oh, don't cry.
Don't cry.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Junior.
Yeah.
Junior. Why do you frighten Grandma so? That water is cold.
Yes?
Yes.
I froze me fingers.
Now, that's enough.
Huh?
Now, hold still.
Okay, well, don't rub so hard.
Dirty. How did you get so dirty?
I don't know. It just come natural.
Junior, hold still. Do you want me to get soap in your eyes?
No, you get soap in my eyes. You might clean them out, and I couldn't give people dirty looks, you know.
Look at that wash rag. Yes. I never saw such dirt.
Why do you bother washing me? Why don't you just spade me up and plant potatoes?
It's a wonder the Board of Health didn't get you.
Well, I guess it's because I can run faster than the mother trash cans, you know. You know what, Grandma?
No.
And I was sitting on a trash can this morning, and the man came by with a great big truck. And he picked me up and he poured me right in the truck. I was so dirty. He didn't know the difference, you know.
Oh,
Nigel, you let me out of here. I is a widow boy.
Did he let you out?
He says, lay down. I know garbage when I see it. Hey, Nemo.
What?
Why does widow kids have to wash all the time? You don't do this, you know.
Why, I do, too.
Why, you do not. You just put cold cream on your face, and then you rub across with your little rag like that, and then you slap on a lot of powder to cover up the spots you missed.
Well, that's the same as washing with water, and it's better for my wrinkles.
Your wrinkles are doing all right without any help from you.
Junior,
hmm?
This is vanishing cream.
Huh?
It keeps the wrinkles away.
What bring them back?
Little boys like you.
Is that what bring them back, huh?
Yes.
Well, then, if it wasn't for me, the guy that makes that stuff would go broke, wouldn't he? I think I'll make a deal with Lady Esther.
Oh, I wonder why your mother doesn't call.
Why don't you take a bath?
Why?
That's the only time the phone rings.
You're right. You're right. The phone does ring when I take a bath.
Yeah, sometimes I have to take 3 or 4 baths before I make it ring.
There now, you look better.
I do?
Look in the mirror.
I don't have to look in the mirror to see if I is clean. I just look at the towel, see? Look at that, we hit skin. Look. Say, boy, you washed away my personality.
That's enough.
No, I refuse to accept his face in this condition, you know. Uh-oh, somebody coming. Uh-oh, it's Mr. Fowler. He's carrying a broken window and a baseball bat. I wonder what he wants.
Junior, stop trying to crawl under the bath mat.
Yeah, let's go downstairs and face the music, huh?
Now, don't slide down that banister, or I'll have to spank you.
You spank me? I'll tell on you.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody used to be an auxiliary fireman.
Well, there was no such thing.
Oh, no. Fire on Main Street. Everybody down the pole.
I'm with you, Chief.
Junior! Look out, Grandma. I'm going to slide down the banister, too, now.
Oh, Junior, get off my lap.
Well, you... You sure is short, Grandma.
Get up, Junior.
Yeah, okay. Oh, wait a minute. Listen. Shh. Somebody is listening at the door. I'm going to open it up real quick.
Oh.
Well, get back on your feet and back your eavesdropping.
Well, I was just getting ready to knock.
Oh, what are you going to knock with your head?
Well, how have you been, Gene?
Yeah.
You're usually up at 7 o'clock.
Well, I was this morning, too, but I was down again at 7:03. Hmm? I just came to...
What happened?
Let's tell her about it some other time. Remember, we got a lot of cleaning to do, Grandma, you know. Mummy's coming, you know.
You help your grandmother the house cleaning? Well, how considerate. What do you do?
I hold up the rug so she can sweep the dirt under it.
Junior!
Well, as I was saying, I got up and heard a noise at the side of my house, something like a baseball being bounced against it.
How interesting.
I looked out. There was Junior.
Oh.
I motioned him away.
What happened?
Here's the baseball, Junior. Knocked me colder than a politician's speech. And a piece of the window pane that I know you'll be very happy to replace.
My grandma replace your window? Goodness me. Grandpa's the only one that can see through her. Don't be silly, you know. She's always saying, I wish he'd keep your windows cleaner, you know. It might make it easier to see what's going on in your house.
Junior, why do you say things like that?
Well, I didn't want to tell him about those binoculars you got, you know.
Now, that's enough.
Yeah?
Now, tell me, why did you break Mr. Fowler's window?
Because all of Mr. Frank's windows was open. And besides, I thought him waving at me, and I thought he wanted to play catch.
I'll see you later. I've got to get back to my writing.
What are you writing now?
It's a book on why I love children.
Oh, fiction, huh?
You're not kidding.
Boy, here's old blabbermouth. Some people just can't keep a secret, can they? Come over here telling you what I did know. Hey, I'll bet Mr. Fowler thinks that you're going to give me a whipping for breaking his window. That shows you how wrong he can be.
Junior, come here.
That shows you how wrong I can be. Don't you hit me now.
I'm not going to hit you.
Well, then put the safety catch on that hairbrush, will you? You touch me and I'm really going to tell on you.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you is the debutante that brought the lemon and sugar to the Boston Tea Party.
Oh, good heavens. You know I'm not that old.
Oh, no. The British is coming. The British is coming. The British is coming, Gummo. Something's wrong. I tried again. The British...
Save your breath. You're not tricking me with your fast talk. All I know about that Revolutionary Day is what I've read in the history books.
Oh? Then how come every time you eat Martha Washington candy, you get tears in your eyes and you say, oh, what a fine bridge partner she was.
Oh, no. I couldn't possibly have known Martha Washington.
No, I guess not. No. George, I'd like for you to meet my dearest school chum, Betsy Rawson Vernon.
How do you do, General? You did a grand job at Valley Forge.
Yeah! No, 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 no. The chase is on. Don't
you run away from me. Now, you be careful. Don't you slip on that throw rug.
Boy, now I know why they call him throw rug. He just threw me about a mile here. I just missed that pedestal with a vase on it. I'll grab hold on it and get up.
Junior, don't hold on to that pedestal. Stop shaking it. Good heavens, my beautiful vase.
Well, you look kind of ugly to me.
That was an heirloom.
Yeah?
It's been handed down for 5 generations.
Looks like this generation is going to pick it up, don't it?
Did you do that on purpose?
Hmm?
Did you do that on purpose?
I cannot tell a lie, so I will keep me mouth shut.
Junior, I ask you a question.
And if I answer it, I'll win a hairbrush, I know.
All right, sir, now you're going to get...
And now, wait a minute, Nemo, I just remember, before you hit me, them sweet, beautiful hands of yours, that labor show for me, you know, I got something to tell you. I forgot to give you a Mother's Day present. And you my second mother, you know, the same thing. You take care of me all the time. There's a box for you in the closet.
Oh,
and then you can beat me up.
Junior, dear, how sweet. Oh, dear. I'll go and get it.
Go right ahead.
No, there's a snake in the box. Oh!
My mistake. Well, there's no use hanging around. You know what's going to happen when she gets back, you know.
Thanks for being with us tonight. We hope you liked our program well enough to be with us again next Tuesday night. So until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening.